In Barack Obama's inaugural address on Tuesday, there was one short line that marked a sharp departure from the legal policies of the past 8 years.
As for our common defense, we reject as false the choice between our safety and our ideals.
Sitting near the front of the huge crowd in Washington that morning was Christine Bremer Moogley of Wausau, the head of the state's largest organization of trial lawyers, the Wisconsin Association for Justice.
When we have as our leader now a man that values this and who really gets it, who is a constitutional lawyer, to say no more will we hold people without trial, this is crucial to our safety and to our Constitution and to our future.
Bremer Moogley argues that the Constitution required President Obama to do what he did on his second day in office and close the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay. And she draws a harsh contrast with Obama's predecessor.
The right to habeas corpus, the right to have charges brought forward so you cannot be detained without due process. And it's the only right that's actually in the body of our Constitution. And yet the 43rd president, President Bush, repudiated that right.
Bremer Moogley got preferred seating at Obama's inaugural speech as a member of Wisconsin's Electoral College who cast a vote for the new president. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.